There we go. You got it. This morning, I had prayed and asked the Lord what to do, and I had something else planned, and then we had this unusual winter weather. And it snowed. We didn't have snow all of last year. Not a lot of snow. As we were pulling out of the garage, Carolyn was like, "Oh no, snow." And I was like, "What's wrong with this woman? We're all excited." And she says, "I had all the snow I wanted in Michigan." And I'm sure she did have a lot of snow in Michigan. So I'm going to educate you guys on the snowflake this morning, okay? And the smallest snowflakes are called diamond dust crystals. And they might be as small as the diameter of a human hair. The faceted crystals sparkle in the sunlight as they float through the air, which is how they got their name. They are somewhat rare, appearing in bitter cold weather, kind of like we have outside this morning. The images show the size of the variety of stellar snowflakes when compared to a penny. It includes the largest snow crystal ever photographed, measuring 10 millimeters, which is 0.4 inches from the tip to the tip. And so there is the image of the snowflake sizes. Okay, next slide there, Steve. About a million billion snowflakes fall each second. Averaged over a typical year, that's enough snow to make one snowman for every person on the earth every 10 minutes. Of course, it's kind of a rough estimate, but, you know, that's still a lot of snow, isn't it? All right, next slide. Recent estimates suggest that about half of the world's population has never seen snow up close. Most of China experiences some snowfall, but most of India and Indonesia do not. The equatorial regions of South America, Africa, as well as desert regions in the Middle East, see the least snow on the earth. Next slide. About 98% of the Earth's water is in the ocean, leaving 2% as fresh water. About 90% of that fresh water is permanently frozen, mostly locked up in the Antarctic and Greenland ice sheets. So that doesn't leave very much water for the rest of us, does it? All right, next slide. Frances Chickering, a minister's wife from Maine, published these snow crystal images along with many others in her 1864 book, Cloud Crystals, a Snowflake Album. She examined snow crystals as they fell on her windowsill and quickly cut paper replicas of their forms, which were later transferred to pages of her album. Miss Chickering could have hardly imagined the millions of school children who would follow suit over the next 100-plus years. A snowflake is either one ice crystal or an aggregation of ice crystals which falls to the Earth's atmosphere as snow. Each flake nucleates around a dust particle in supersaturated air masses by attracting supercool cloud water droplets, which freeze an excess in crystal form. So what I didn't know until I was researching this is that a snowflake is around a dust particle. And that somewhat inspired me this morning, because God made each of us from the dirt. Now, I can't imagine what it would be like for people in these regions that don't see snow to see snow for the very first time. And you would think in today's age of communication with satellites that everyone has at least seen pictures of snow. But wouldn't it be something if for 4,000 years it never snowed, and then one day one snowflake fell from the sky. What would the people do? They would be in awe of this wondrous beauty. And to examine a snowflake under the microscope, we see these beautiful geometric shapes. Unique fingerprints of God. Well, I kind of think that's the way it was when Jesus came. All of us are just specks of dust made from the ground with the breath of God breathed into us. But in a manger 2,000 years ago, they saw a snowflake. They say a speck of dust with beauty and holiness crystallized around it in the form of God's only Son. Next slide, Steve. And so, before they did, they had these angels show up and tell these shepherds in a field about God's Son. And how they would find him in this manger. So, as I was thinking about the whole snowflake thing, I guess this would make them the first weathermen, making a forecast that snow is coming. This snow crystal, this speck of dust wrapped in holiness and beauty. And so these first spiritual weathermen announced this beautiful heavenly snowflake has fallen to the earth, and they should go see. Next slide. And so we know the story. They went and they found this beautiful baby in a manger. The Son of God. And they beheld the beauty, the glory, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Wrapped in the majesty of God's holiness. But the beautiful thing about the story is that it doesn't end in the manger. For God so loved you and I that he gave his only begotten Son that we could become snowflakes. That we could shed the dusty carnal nature of our existence and put on God's holiness. And God's beauty, and God's love. So that the first snowflake was not the last snowflake, melting away into non-existence, but that his love would embrace those who embrace him. And each of us would become our own snowflake for the glory of God. And that the world would see us and wonder, how did such a person, how are they able to communicate such glory, such wonder, such beauty? And it's because God's snowflake makes us his snowflake, and we spread the good news that you can be a snowflake too. Amen. Now, when we talk about those angels who were the spiritual weathermen, we know that we have earthly weathermen who come and who tell us, it's going to rain, it's going to snow, it's going to be hot, you know, and we take our umbrellas because they said it's going to rain. Or we dress cool because they say it's going to be hot, or we bundle up because they tell us it's going to be cold. And these guys are good at what they do, and most of the time they're right. A few times they're wrong. Sometimes God fools them and that front turns and it doesn't rain. Or it does rain when they said it wouldn't. But we put our trust in these guys because they're educated. And yet, miracle of miracles, God uses flawed people like me and preachers, evangelists, teachers. We become the spiritual weathermen. And we tell people about things that are going to happen. Not because we have some great knowledge, but we have the infallible word. And we tell them that there is coming a day when the rapture of the church will take place. And it sounds so far-fetched, but wouldn't a snowflake seem far-fetched to someone who had never seen snow? A starry, beautiful white crystal of ice falling from heaven? And so we say, the Lord is coming with 10,000 of his saints. We say there's coming a day of judgment. There's coming, and all you have to do is become a snowflake to escape this terrible judgment. And so if we, and Jesus said it to the Pharisees, if you, being carnal, can read the signs of the weather, then why can't you read the signs of the time? Why can't you hear the spiritual weathermen tell you that the day is coming? There is a storm coming, but it's not too late. It's Christmas. It's the time of miracles. You can become one of God's snowflakes. You can. And so here we are gathered amongst family, amongst friends. And as we begin a new year, and we certainly don't know what it may bring, there are some perilous days ahead. Snowflakes are pretty vulnerable. You know, the world has some saying that I won't repeat, but it refers to a short amount of time. It's like a snowball, you know the story, in a place that's warm. And as vulnerable snowflakes, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Any one of us could be gone. We could be holding a funeral service for one of you or me next week. There's car accidents. We see them, Carol and I see them weekly as we commute between Muskogee and here. We never know when our time is up. And we want to be God's snowflake. We want to be ready, because snowflakes can disappear in a flash. Amen. And so, this is not to be a downer message. It's not to be a scary message. It's just to remind you that if you're not a snowflake, become God's snowflake. If you've been too close to the heat where snowflakes melt, get into the coolness of God's love and enjoy the power of being like Jesus. Not that we're perfect like him, but when he's in us, we enjoy the privilege and the honor of being called one of his. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you today for sending your son like a first snowflake in a world of drought and showing us the light of your love. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, come on up and let's have a few songs as we complete our service today.
We wanted to share O Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, and then we're going to wish you a Merry Christmas. Praise God. That was beautiful. I love that about the snowflake. I could see that in an illustrated booklet. That would be awesome. You ready to sing with us?
O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on. Beautiful star of hope, of rest, for the redeemed, the good, the blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won, Jesus is now. brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on, beautiful star of Bethlehem, Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us your light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Now this is from the choir to each of you, and you can sing it to each other. Have a holy,
jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holy, jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe, come where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss them once for me.
So have a
holly jolly Christmas,
and catch time of the year.
Oh, I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas,
when
you walk down the street. Hello to friends you know, everyone you meet. Oh, hold the mistletoe, come where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss them once for me.